The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed close to the sea. One of the synagogue officials named Jairus came forward. Seeing him, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, saying, "My daughter is at the point of death. Please come, lay your hands on her, that she may get well and live." He went off with him, and a large crowd followed him and pressed upon him. While he was still speaking, people from the synagogue official's house arrived and said, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Disregarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid. Just have faith." He did not allow anyone to accompany him inside except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they arrived at the house of the synagogue official, he caught sight of a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. So he went in and said to them, "Why this commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but asleep." And they ridiculed him. Then he put them all out. He took along the child's father and mother and those who were with him and entered the room where the child was. He took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." The girl, a child of 12, arose immediately and walked around. At that, they were utterly astounded. He gave strict orders that no one should know this and said that she should be given something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord. Sin is that which separates us from God. Sin is something that we need to run from every time we do it, and yet we find ourselves sinning over and over and over again, sometimes with the same sins. But the Lord is merciful and says, repent and believe the gospel. And he doesn't say repent just once and then it's all done. He says, repent and believe the gospel and take up your cross every day and follow me. The cross that we take up each day is not the sins of the world. It's our own sins. Our own sins, our own flaws, our own weaknesses. Those things which are difficult for us, but which the Lord promises us in his mercy that he will forgive if we repent. And we can repent and repent and repent all of our life, and eventually, perhaps, with the mercy of God, we will get it right. He who was rich in his divinity gave up all. His life, his very life. And we receive his life each time we come to this holy sacrifice of the Mass, each time we participate in his body and blood in the Holy Communion. That is why we share that in a way that we cannot share it with the world yet, because the world has to accept that it is called sacrifice. called to do some good works in this world and to do the right things always and everywhere. We try our best, and we're called to be generous, as Paul in his reading says, those who have will not have too much. Those who have not will not have too little. We share our lives together as a community and as a universal church, a church throughout the whole world that works to do the will of God, that works to do the work of Jesus. Now, just a short little reflection on this book of wisdom. This is a beautiful thing. God fashioned all things that they might have being, and that the creatures of the world are wholesome, and there is not a destructive drug among them, nor any domain of the netherworld on earth, for justice is undying. What does it mean when he says the domain of the netherworld is not on earth? He is talking to a Greek people, this author of the Book of Wisdom. It is a Greek book. And the Greeks had Hades, hell, the netherworld. He's saying the netherworld has no domain on this earth. God formed man to be imperishable. The image of his own nature he made him. But by the envy of the devil, death entered the world, and they who belong to his company experience it. Who is it that is destined for eternal death? The devil, not human beings. Though the devil would have us believe that we are in the clutches of death, that we cannot survive without what? I don't know. But the devil has no power over us in this life if we don't let him in. We should tell him to go back where he came from. And the expression go to hell is quite proper for the devil. So each time we think of our Lord, and each time we think of his sacrificial giving, let us enter more and more into his divine life so that we can experience that holy exchange that happens in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, that we become his body and blood, that we help him be the salvation of the world. Now today, instead of going on for 45 minutes in a homily, we're going to take a few minutes to do a questionnaire, which you'll find at the end of the pews. If you'd all just take a couple minutes to fill in, it'll take maybe like 3 minutes. We have had done this in the past, apparently, and we've had partial participation because we let people do it and take it off. The mic's not on? Why did this go off?
I don't know.
The switch isn't working. I changed the batteries twice. Darn thing. I'm going to stand over here and talk in this mic. We want to get everybody's ideas about what they like about the liturgy. I wrote down that I loved everything, and I'm sure the choir is going to write down that we need more and more music, right? More. But would you just take a few minutes to fill this in, and then, well, I want to have 100% participation. We've had really big piles of suggestions and things. So thank you.